There's nothing quite like dancing to live music. Surviving it, however, takes a little bit more strategy. My name's Anthony Prasad, and this is Addicted to Salsa.
Sabores de la África primitiva, pero dímelo en tambores, porque el tambor fue mi vida. Pero dímelo en tambores, porque el tambor fue mi vida. Si me llevas como hermano, pon tu mano en el tambor, que el hijo de Obatala ya se contentó. Si me llevas como hermano,
la pego, la pego.
Tito. ¿Dónde está Angélica? Déjalo. Silencio, silencio. ¿Viene cómo se contentó el hijo de Batalá? Conversación en cuero. Barreto y Roena. Sabrosón, sabrosón. Como es historia, clave, 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 clave. Surprise!
Welcome to another episode of Addicted to Salsa. Today, we're actually going to be talking about live music. And this might actually become one of my more favorite episodes because I really love live music. I mean, it gives it a different feel to salsa and to the actual atmosphere of the event. Mainly because even though you've heard the song that they're probably playing, just listening to the instruments being played in their raw form and listening to the actual vocals of the artist while you're there, just gives it a different type of atmosphere when you're actually dancing with your partner. However, when I started dancing, I realized that I had some trouble dancing to live songs. And it's mainly because later on I realized it requires a little bit more strategy. It's because these live songs, they're not as the original songs that you used to practice sing with, right? At the club, you'll listen to a track regularly. However, on a live song, they'll actually change it a bit just to give it a fresh atmosphere or a different sound to it, which is good for the event. However, for beginners or just regular dancers, it might throw you off in the beginning. And it's mainly because they'll take out maybe some of the instruments out and put in different instruments instead of the ones that you'd normally use to keep track of the rhythm changes and keep track of the beat while you're dancing with your partner. In addition, they'll probably use those instruments in what are called descargas, which are basically long improvised sections of songs or long instrumentations of songs or jam sessions between instruments, which actually cause a song to be much longer than normal. Usually songs are about 3 to 4 minutes, but live songs, I mean, I've known live songs to be more than 15 minutes long. And that's why I kind of joke around with people telling them that, you know, if you can survive a live song with your partner, and what I mean by surviving is basically not having to repeat your combinations or your patterns more than maybe twice or three times, you know, keeping your partner entertained without having to repeat yourself too much. You basically passed, like, you know, the final test or the SATs or GREs of salsa. You could consider yourself a very, very good dancer because you can basically come up with stuff on the fly. And that's what I tell a lot of students. I mean, it's not really knowing specific patterns and doing those patterns over and over and over again. It's really about knowing fundamental moves so you can change and rearrange them on the fly to create new patterns while you're dancing. Also, I mean, in these live sessions, during these descargas and instrumentation solos, it's good to know a lot of footwork. But again, it's not about knowing a lot of sequences of footwork, but it's about knowing fundamental pieces of footwork and rearranging them so it'll seem like you're always doing different footwork all the time. And a quick trick, I mean, it would be to, even though you're doing a sequence of footwork and you know one sequence of footwork, it's okay to do it multiple times. However, try and change something from it for the second time that you're doing it during the song. While I might do a sequence of footwork in the beginning of the song, later on I might do that same sequence in footwork, but I might change the upper body to make it seem like I'm doing something totally different. Now, one of the biggest issues with live songs, again, it's trying to find that instrument that gives you the clave or the main beat of the song. And in most cases, during the descarga solos, that's where you might have some of the issues or problems. They'll either have like a long piano solo, tumbao, or just a vocal solo with improvised lyrics. However, there is a sneaky little trick that I don't think a lot of people tell you about, and hopefully I'll help you out here. It's really that during these solos, there's actually a bass guitar being played in the background of these solos. And if you actually go back and listen to the first song I just played in this podcast and start paying attention to kind of this soft bass guitar, that actual bass guitar keeps the rhythm and the flow for the entire song. And that's actually what the instrument doing the solo will use to play its music, really, to keep track of its rhythm so that it matches the rest of the song. And that's what you should be using to keep track of your rhythm during the dance, during these parts of the song, where you might not have a clear clave or a clear melody, but you can still manage to keep your time. This next song is actually by La Sonora Ponceña, called Ahora Sí. specifically sang with Andy Montañez during their 45th year anniversary event. Of course, it's a live song. And what I'd like you to do is pay attention to the piano solo part of it and try and figure out how you would dance to it, and trying to find the instrument in the background that would help you keep and maintain the timing that we were just talking about. However, that aside, I'd like to say that this is, again, one of the best piano solos I have listened to in salsa. And it's basically because it has two great gifted artists. So one of them is Luisito Marin, the first part of the piano solo. And the second part is by Papo Lucas, which is really the director of the Sonora Ponceña. And of course, Andy Montañez, in the song, he'll say that, and I think it's true, that great men, it is said that great men are measured from the shoulders on up. However, in salsa, it's from the knuckles to the fingertips. And hopefully once you listen to Papo Lucas's solo with a piano, you'll understand why he's so gifted and why he's so famous.
Pero de mi
pulgares se miden de los hombros hacia arriba. No, señor, es del meñique al pulgar. A esconderse los guapos. ¡Papo Luca!
Thank you.
Sneaky little trick if you don't want to dance a whole 7 minute to 15 minute long song is, I guess from a lead's point of view, grab another lead and then pick the girl that you like to dance. And then what you could do is during the song, right? Maybe, yeah, during the song, you'll switch back and forth. So I may dance the first 2 minutes from her and then pass her off to one of my friends, and he can dance with her a couple more, and then he can then pass her out to another friend or pass it back to me. And that way it also keeps the girl entertained, because, you know, she's kind of switching partners, and it also makes the dance a little bit interesting, because it's also very interesting and requires some skill to hand off the girl to another dancer without really interrupting the styling and the flow of the lady.
Yes, sir. Si te dicen que yo me estoy curando, es la verdad. Y la cura que yo me estoy buscando es realidad. Aunque me salga tan cara, algo tiene que me ampara. Es mejor que tu mentira, que me llenaba de ira y nada más. Diariamente yo me curo. Aunque me agite a veces la desesperación, cuando le falta la cura a mi desesperación. Si te dicen que yo me estoy curando, es la verdad. Y se alegan que vivo fantasías al ganar. Es una cura tan mía y mi privada alegría vale más que tu mentira. Amargura se
Señores, cabezas,
ahora tú te encuentras perdida y yo me siento contento, mamá.
Amarguras,
alegre,
señores, que más te espera.
Contento, mira, con el amor que tengo ahora y que me quiere más que tu mujer.
Amarguras,
si tú lo verás,
señores, que más te espera.
Ay, mira, cada vez que te miro, oiga, mamacita, qué risa me da, mamá.
Amarguras,
mamacita,
señores, que más te espera.
Ay, no, 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 no me vayas a buscar. Porque mira, contigo no quiero nada.
Entonces seguimos con la rumba bien sabrosita. Señor Pozo, la China es la cosa. Ahora viene este numerito que dice así: tú con él.
That was another great performer, Frankie Ruiz, singing La Cura live at an event. But going back to our tips, I have one last tip, which it's really, you should only be using it as a last resort. And that's actually, wait about 30 to maybe almost a whole minute into the song before asking somebody to dance. That way, since you know the song is long, you kind of artificially cut the song and the dance time shorter. But you only want to do this as a last resort, because most likely, if you're actually waiting to dance with a good dancer or a specific dance, dancer, she might be taken by somebody else if you wait that long into the song. But of course, it's, you just gotta kind of weigh your options, whether you're willing to sacrifice dancing with a specific person or actually having to survive such a long song.
Que me coge todo un dedo. perderme un jaleo que hay en casa de mi tocayo. A mí que me falta un rayo, yo voy a echar como es. No me importa que mañana tenga que cortarme el pie. Pero por ese maldito callo que me coge todo un dedo, voy a perderme un jaleo que hay en casa de mi tocayo.
Hace un mes que no cocina. chiva
y la del buey,
la vaca
y la del perro,
la perra
y la del muerto,
la muerta.
Ah, ya se equivocó, usted sin duda.
Pues dígame cuál es.
Esa es la viuda y ya se equivocó, usted sin duda.
Pues dígame cuál
es. Esa es la viuda del caballo, ¿cuál es?
Ah, pues la yegua.
Y la del bobo,
la boba.
Y la del burro,
la burra.
Y la del bate,
la bata.
Ahora sí la botó de cuatro esquinas, porque la bola es la femenina. Ahora sí la botó de cuatro esquinas, porque la bola es la femenina. Si soy tenedor,
yo soy cuchara.
Y si soy vaso,
soy copa.
Y si soy zapato,
yo soy chancleta.
Y si soy loco,
yo soy la loca.
Pero
I'm
As you can see, that was El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico singing a medley of their songs at their 40th anniversary event. You can check out their 40th anniversary album. That's where it's from. At least for today, that's about it. Hopefully you enjoy listening to a couple of live songs, and hopefully listening and finding that there is a nice difference between actually listening to the original track, which might be great, but that actually listening to a live version of the song, I think it has much more flavor or a much deeper atmosphere to listen and just to dance to it as well. Again, I'd like to wish you again a happy 2007. For my part, it's been about a year since I started this podcast and this website, and this is our first podcast of the year, so I'm pretty excited, and I'm excited for the new stuff that I'm working on to hopefully keep you engaged and bring the salsa community together and help others discover salsa and salsa dance and the salsa music and the entire salsa lifestyle so they can all be a part of it. And because of this whole New Year's thing of starting anew, changing something about your life for the better, hopefully salsa related, of course, the ending to the song is kind of cool. So it's kind of a little unexpected. So hopefully you enjoyed it and you enjoyed the rest of this podcast. Again, my name is Anthony Prasad. And until next time, I'll see you at the club.
esto? ¿A ritmo de qué?
Dice que es el patapata. Yo no sé, patapata. ¿Cuándo nació eso? Eso se supone que sea en el 60 y todavía.
Por Vieques.